In the 1850s, there was a British young woman serving in the Crimean War who moved from wounded soldier to wounded soldier in the middle of the night to tend to their wounds and came to be known as the Lady with the Lamp. Her name is Florence Nightingale. She had been called by God in a vision to pursue nursing, breaking from the expectations of her wealthy family that she would marry and become a mother. We hear tonight the words, "How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help?" She could not refuse that invitation to use her gifts and her wealth to do the work of healing. When she returned home, she set up a nursing school and devoted her life to modernizing nursing, even as she had poured her energy into reducing the death rate among wounded soldiers. Tomorrow is the day the church recognizes her contributions to society, 110 years since her life on earth ended. Florence Nightingale clearly had some advantages. Born into wealth and privilege and financially supported by her family, allowing her to do the incredible work that she did. But she then used her advantages not to further her family's ambitions, but to serve as a nurse, and then to train nurses. The work of healing has such a central role in Christianity, in all religion, really, even as we have a hard time wrapping our heads around it, especially as how it's been talked about in Scripture often seems at odds with modern medicine, as science and religion are set against one another, rather than both being seen as incredible gifts from God, God's creation and God's revelation. But listen to the power these disciples were given as they were sent out. Authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And without skipping a beat, Jesus continues, he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. Those go together. It begins to make more sense to me in these days that healing is a noble work, godly work, kingdom of God work, and it necessitates taking risks. Not needless risks of failing to take the proper precautions, but the risks that come with caring for those who are sick and hurting and vulnerable. Tonight we have heard how Jesus sent out the 12. They are sent ill-equipped to live independently. They must depend upon others for food and clothing and shelter. I'm reminded of the story we've all been hearing about for over a week now, of the explosion killing so many and wounding so many thousands more in Beirut, with a government that is not equipping their people to deal with the crisis, with already overcrowded hospitals from the coronavirus. And so they must depend upon each other, as they have had to for too long. It is a desperate situation that should not be, and many will continue to suffer due to incompetence and corruption. And yet, the people are making the best of things for the sake of their fellow citizens. Closer to home, you may have seen the story that came a few weeks ago in our e-herald, a story of a member here at Epiphany who was a charge nurse in one of the nursing homes. There are a number of nurses in this congregation, and even more in the family of those who are members. That nursing home, too, was ill-equipped, not from a lack of effort, but there was simply not enough personal protective equipment, PPE, as we all have come to know it, available. And so they got a family member making masks for the nursing home, but that wasn't enough, so that family member then got their whole church to make enough masks for both the people working there and for the residents there. There are quite a few among the faithful here at Epiphany who are well equipped in their skills for nursing, to care for those who are ill or wounded, even as they recognize the risks involved. Too many healthcare workers, as I'm sure you know, have been infected. And even those of us who are not gifted in healing, each have gifts to offer. And all of us have been equipped by God to bring the good news of Jesus. And we're just figuring that out each day as new opportunities arise and as we discern the needs that surround us. All of us are given opportunities, if not to lay down our lives, as John invites, certainly to make sacrifices for the good of our neighbors. The disciples did in the first century. Florence Nightingale did in the 19th century. Here we are in the 21st century, called to show others that God is love in word and deed. And when we do, we get to witness firsthand the kingdom of God. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.